Apostolic Prayer for Christmas Day. Lord Jesus Christ, your birth at Bethlehem draws us to kneel in wonder at heaven touching earth. Accept our heartfelt praise as we worship you, our Saviour and our eternal God. Amen.
The first reading is from the Gospel according to St. John, chapter 1, verses 1 to 5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it.
And then the second reading is Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 26. The birth of Jesus foretold. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be," Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin?" The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be barren is in her sixth month. For nothing is impossible with God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May it be to me as you have said." And then the angel left her. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Lord, guide us and lead us as we hear your word today, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Ian. I'm going to do a similar one to what I did last night. This year has been quite a horrendous year for me and my family. We lost 6 or 7 people that are close to us. And I was dreading December, because it was literally every other month we lost someone. But on the 1st of December, I had this song come to me. And I whistled it fluently with joy and vigour. And it was "Joy to the World." And every day this December, I've been whistling that song. And people have said to me, "How come you've got the Christmas spirit? How are you surviving what you're surviving?" And I said, basically, because Jesus is with me. I accepted him in my life, and he's changed my life. Yes, the hurt and pain is still there, but there is a joy of the knowledge of Jesus Christ being with me. And one part of one of the songs was, "And heaven and nature sing." And that is really the most important thing, is to be joyous. And with the birth of Jesus today, it's a massive celebration. It's like my little dog walking in the snow for the first time, and he's just snapping up the snow, chucking it in the air, and with full vigour and just did it all the way through the walk. It's also like me as a child. I was about 13 years old and I got my first proper push bike. And I ran downstairs and there's this box and I thought, that doesn't look like a bike. It's just a rectangle. And I pulled the wrapping off. It was a bike, but I had to assemble it. So it's a do-it-yourself job. And I learned later that Mum bought it for me so I could cycle the 8 miles to school, to secondary school. So so that's 16 miles a day. But it got me fit and I enjoyed the environment that I was in. I was in the countryside and the beauty of the nature around me. But we have to remember that this is all about Jesus. Jesus, the beginning of his life. And this is the main point. If we accept him in our lives change. Mine's changed drastically, dramatically, over the 10 years I've been a Christian. And having him in my life has made a difference. Yes, I have hurt and pain, just like everyone else. But I have also the joy of knowing that he is walking with me. He's catching me when I fall. And he's carrying me when I can't go on anymore. And this little baby that's born today has saved my life. And he's saved many lives. And we have to remember that Jesus is what this is all about. And I'd just like to thank Jesus in prayer. Sovereign Lord, we thank you for the birth of Jesus this day, 2,000 years ago. We thank you for the light in the darkness. We thank you for the hope in despair. We thank you for the love in hate. And we just celebrate with you on this glorious day, the birth of your Son that you gave to us as a living sacrifice to show us the way, to lead us from the darkness. In Jesus' glorious name, amen.
Amen.
I'll just finish with a poem. Hang on. Yeah, got me somewhere. This is a poem from the crib service. So what is the point of angels and shepherds and camels and stars, you say? Is it just a nice story to tell to the children to celebrate Christmas Day? It's not just a story. It's not just for kids. It's the hinge on which history swings, that Bethlehem baby grew into a man who challenged all powers and kings. He taught us that love is better than hate, that serving beats being in charge. He showed us the value of each human life, the little as well as the large. And then on a cross, he died for that dream, died to take all our wrongs away, and walked 3 days later right out of the tomb to turn his death, dark night today. And that is the good news the angel proclaimed, the heart of all Jesus would do, a new life for now, a new life forever, that his Christmas present to you.
Thank you, Tim. That's his Christmas present to you.